Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Uncle Curtis, and I love music. One of my most favorite things to do in all the world is to teach music to children. I know that children love to make music, and they can easily learn to read and write good music, too, when they're taught by someone who loves them and understands them. Today, I'd like to introduce you to my little musical friend, Mr. Noteman. Hello, Mr. Noteman.
Oh, hello, my friend. And hello to all my friends listening today. Uncle Curtis, did you say something about teaching music to children? Why, there's nothing I'd rather do. You see, I'm a real live music note myself. When I get together with all my family, there's music all over the place.
Music all over the place? Well, I guess there would be, wouldn't there?
You see, I am an eighth note.
An eighth note?
Yes, siree, Bob. You can tell that I'm an eighth note because of my parts.
Yes, I can see that you certainly do have some unique parts. Would you like to explain them to us so that everyone can recognize you the next time they see you, Mr. Note Man?
Of course. To start with, you'll notice that I have a head. All notes have a head, you see. My relatives all have heads. They run in a family.
Yes, I see that. So your head is the oval-shaped part that I see. Now, I've noticed that some of the other members of your family have a head that looks rather, well, hollow.
Yes, yes, that's true. Grandpa Whole Note and Uncle Half Note both have a hollow part in the middle of their heads. Ha, I should think that would be a bit unhandy myself, but they don't seem to mind too much.
Okay, so you have a head that's filled in. Good for you. Now, what's that big stick I see growing out of the back of your head?
Why, Uncle Curtis, that's not a stick. That is my stem. We call it a stem, although there really isn't any flowers growing on top of it.
No, I see there's no flower up there. So you have a stem with no flower. Though a flower might be kind of pretty up there, though.
True, yes, it probably would be. But please don't call my stem a stick. That would be a bit insulting, you know.
Well, Mr. Noteman, we certainly wouldn't want to be insulting. Stem it is, then.
And now comes my favorite part.
Your favorite part? You must mean that thing that looks kind of like a little banner that's hanging from the top of your stem.
Whee! Yes, siree, Bob! I love this thing! This is called my flag!
Mr. Noteman, why are you flying all around the room so fast? Slow down!
My flag! My flag! My flag makes me go fast. It means I can go twice as fast as Dad Quarternote.
Wow, I guess it really does make you go fast. Your flag must be very special to you.
It is, it is. I love to go fast. Unfortunately, though, I'm not quite as fast as my little sister. Sister 16th Note goes even faster than I do.
She has two flags on the top of her stem. Interesting. I guess that would make her go twice as fast as you?
Yes, yes. Sister 16th Note goes too fast for me. I can't keep up with her. My twin brother and I usually end up playing together most of the time.
Oh, so you have a twin brother. I'm sure you two have a lot of fun together.
Oh, yes. Most of the time we get along quite well together. I call him Beamer.
Beamer? Well, that's kind of an unusual name. Since you're twins, I assume that he's also an eighth note, just like you?
Yes, Uncle Curtis. He's my twin, and we look just alike. However, we play this really neat trick when we stand next to each other.
Well, I suppose you probably do. Boys do like to play tricks, that's for sure.
Yes. We like to take our flags and hold them together. I fly my flag all the way over to his stem, and he flies his flag all the way over to the top of my stem. And when we do that, our flags become a nice, strong beam.
A beam. Okay, I get it now. That's why you call him Beamer. That's a funny nickname.
I won't tell you what he calls me.
Are you saying that your brother Beamer has a funny name that he calls you too?
Yes, he does, and I'm not saying what it is.
Oh, you're not gonna tell me, huh?
Of course not. It's very insulting.
Well, you certainly have me curious now.
I'm not telling.
Wow, it must be bad. Maybe I'll just go ask your brother.
No, 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 don't talk to him about it. Who knows what he might say?
Okay, okay. I won't ask your brother, then. What does he call you?
He calls me Mr.
What?
Mr.
What did he call you?
Nutman. He calls me Mr. Nutman.
He calls you Mr. Nutman. Well, that certainly isn't very nice. You don't look very much like a nut.
I am not a nut! I am a note!
Right, right. You're a note, and we're all glad that you are a note.
Yes, yes, I am a note. And I'm a note that likes to go fast. By the way, have you seen my car?
You have a car?
Yes, I have a very special car. It is red, and it has only 3 wheels. 2 in the front, and 1 in the back. It's what's called a reverse trike. It goes very fast, and I say, Vivace! Vivace!
Vivace. Vivace is an Italian word that means fast.
Yes, Vivace!
So you drive a 3-wheeled car. Well, that is unusual.
Yes, I call it the triad.
Ah, the triad. Just like a 3-note chord in music.
Exactly.
Speaking of 3, I have a joke for you. How can you tell if there are 3 elephants in your refrigerator?
Excuse me?
I said, how can you tell if there are 3 elephants in your refrigerator?
I don't have any elephants in my refrigerator.
Yes, I know that. But if there were...
Oh, that's preposterous. Next you'll be saying that I have ostriches in my toaster.
Well, now there's an idea. Hey, stop changing the subject. How can you tell if there are 3 elephants in your refrigerator?
Oh, I give up. How can you tell if there are 3 elephants in your refrigerator?
When you can't get the door closed.
Get it? You can't get the door closed because there's 3 elephants in the... I still say that's preposterous.
Okay, well, I can see that you don't appreciate a good joke when you hear one.
Well, I most certainly do appreciate good jokes, and that just wasn't one of them.
All right, all right. So you don't have any elephants in your refrigerator and no ostriches in your toaster. Mr. Noteman, do you have any pets?
Why, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have a pet Dot. Sometimes my pet Dot tags along behind me. When he's back there, I'm always very careful to go just a bit slower so that he can keep up.
A pet Dot? As in a little round splotch on a piece of paper? Let me guess. You probably call him Spot.
No, 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 I don't call him Spot. That'd be ridiculous. That's a dog's name.
Well, you know, a spot is a dot is a spot is a dot, right? So what do you call him then?
I call him...
Okay. So what do you call your pet Dot?
I call him...
So you can't remember what his name is?
Of course I can remember. His name is...
Right, so, is the name of your pet Dot.
Yes, now you've got it.
I've got it? What have I got?
The name of my pet Dot. Yes, it is rather musical, isn't it? That's right. Well, I have so enjoyed chatting today. Well, I need to run along now. We're having a great family reunion today over at the concert hall. I've got a great position already picked out on the conductor's music stand. Just remember, music is serious business. I must make haste. Vivace! Time to get moving! Goodbye, everyone!
Goodbye, Mr. Noteman. Goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us today.